Welcome to another interview provided by wishlistproducts.com. In this interview, we talked to David Brinton, the owner of a new membership site found at www.eaglefeather-writing-club.com. In this interview, you're going to get a unique perspective for somebody who has just started a brand new membership site. We'll talk to David about how to identify whether a membership site is going to be a success for your market, how to maintain a membership site that people love to come back to time and time again, tips for engaging new members, strategies for motivating your members and helping them succeed, as well as setup and pricing considerations for new membership site owners. It's a great interview, especially if you're considering starting a brand new membership site. It'll help you get ideas and tips and tricks on how to plan properly to succeed right from the get-go. So with that, sit back and enjoy as you can apply these same tips and tricks to your very own membership site. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stu McLaren, and joining me here today is David Brinton, who is the founder of a membership site called eaglefeather-writing-club.com. That's eaglefeather-writing-club.com. So with that, David, welcome to this interview.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So with that, David, I want to dive into your membership site. I want to talk about that, certainly some of the things that you're doing with your membership site. But before we do, can you give everybody a little background on yourself and how you came to the point of actually wanting to create your own membership?
Well, I've always liked technology and computers and everything. I worked in an electronics laboratory back in the end of the 70s, where we created our own circuit boards and designed for equipment operation in factories. I made a great deal of equipment, machine control devices that we sent through around the world for Gillette Corporation, was one of our bigger customers. And as things progressed, I just kept following along. I started a few websites here and there. They haven't had much success at it, but I feel that all of these things were a learning curve. And we came to the point where I was on a webinar with Lance Tamashiro and Robert Plank, and they had highlighted the wish list products, the membership site and the software. Well, I was just blown away by it. This is something that I've got to have. So my partner and I, John Eaglefeather, decided to put together a website of our own for a member, helping people to learn how to write and to get published, all the ins and outs on it. And that's how we come to have Eaglefeather Writing Club.
Very good. So this is your first membership site, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Quite a learning experience.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to you about that, because certainly there is going to be people that listening who are thinking about starting their first membership site. And as you mentioned, there's a lot to, you know, a lot of different moving parts and a lot of things to consider when starting a membership site. So let's start right there. Where and what did you do after you had the initial idea of, okay, I want to start a membership site, I want to use Wishlist Member? What did you do at that point? What were your first steps?
Well, being authors, my partner and I, we collaborate on different books and stuff and publishing. We have a lot of people that ask us, what can I do to get published? I have this manuscript. Could you look at it? What do I need to do? How do I format it? How do I write? Do I need an agent? All of these things. So we decided to have a membership site that will answer these questions that people normally have. And so we went to work on the videos that we were given on the wish list product site and setting it up. But not being a techie and left behind with all the new technology, I just wasn't putting it together correctly. So we went to one of the wish list member coders and had them do all the technical stuff for us. And it's still in its infancy. I might say one of the things that a person might want to do is, I noticed that Steve Dimmick had said it, and I agree with him, is to look at your site the way your customers would. I think that's very important, because we have fixed in our own minds what we think is going to be cool. and it's not what the other people may not agree with it at all. So one of the things that we started with is having a mystery shopper sort of thing, and asking people to look at our site. What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? What would you recommend? And boy, that was an eye-opener. You'd better be thick-skinned. So we made some big changes, and still it's a piece of work in ongoing piece of work. So we're doing the same thing, asking people to look at it. What do you think about it? What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? What do you think we should put on there?
Well, and I think that's a great lesson for everybody because, you know, I want to kind of stop right there and focus on a couple things he said, which I think are really important for everybody. Number one was the idea for a membership site, certainly from what I'm hearing you say, came from the fact that you had a lot of people, your customers and so forth, who were asking you a lot of questions about a certain particular subject matter. In your case, it was how to write books and get published. And so that's a good indicator right there and then of an idea or a concept that people are going to, you know, gravitate towards or would make for a good membership site. You know, when there's curiosity and there's interest and people are asking questions, that's a good sign. But as you said, you know, just having the idea isn't enough. You've really got to dig deeper and find out how to really satisfy those customer needs and what it is that they're truly wanting. Because I agree with you. You know, as the site admin, when we're creating our own sites, we have our own perspective, and sometimes we take for granted all the information that we know, and so somebody starting out, you know, they may get lost in the beginning because they don't know all the little steps in between, and then fast forward, we also sometimes don't realize how we could really serve our customers on the advanced side as well. So I think what, you know, the idea and the tip that you gave everybody about digging deep and having the mystery shopper and really asking people what it is they want, what it is they don't like about the site, and what can you do to improve it, I think that's a really good starting point, you know, to really help the site evolve.
Thank you.
So,
I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah, well, and let's talk about that. So, okay, you as you're beginning to develop your site and create your content, what were some of the considerations you had as far as the type of content that you wanted to include and how you wanted to interact or your level of involvement of interaction with your members? Was there any considerations there?
Yeah, there was, Stu. Some of the things that we thought about is to answer the questions that we ourselves had when we were setting out to publish some of our works. I write mostly children's books. John writes the dramas and mysteries, things of that nature. But the problems of getting published, formatting, and things in the way the industry is changing is something that every writer has to contend with. What's the difference between self-publishing and traditional publishing? Things of that nature. Certainly the scene has changed a great deal. So we wanted to answer those questions that we found when we were starting out. And that's what we're trying to focus upon. So although an individual may have an idea or a concept, it's not going to do any good simply to put it on paper. It has to be presented in a proper way to the publishers or even in self-publishing. And we wanted to accomplish that for the individual.
Gotcha. Well, I think, too, for any membership site owner, the real key is you're doing and you're going to find more and more as you as your site evolves and really grows, is that the more you listen to your members and really look to be of service to them, the more successful your membership site's going to be. And there really is a fine balance because, you know, sometimes you're going to get suggestions from members that resonate with you and you can think to yourself, yeah, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. We definitely want to implement that. Sometimes you're going to get suggestions from members and you're going to think, well, I don't know if that's the direction that I really want to take. And I think from a leadership perspective, that's really where you as the site owner and as somebody creating the site have to make those executive decisions. And my advice for everybody is, you know, make those decisions in the best interest of in the best interest of the membership, if you will, because Well, you know, from our experience, and I'm sure you're finding as well, people are always going to ask questions that satisfy their own itch, their personal itch. And sometimes that may not be in the best interest of the membership as a whole, but if you always keep the interests of everybody, you're very close to you, and you're always looking to serve and be of service, that's going to go a long way into determining or creating a very successful membership site.
Well, if it could be half the success that you have, I'd be happy with that, let me tell you. I want to say, if those who might be listening, if they're having trouble getting started, the Wish List Insider Forum has such nuggets of gold in there, and they have a core of strong individuals with many skill sets that will help an individual in setting up their membership site and giving them the right direction. I've found that to be one of the biggest helps for me there. Like it's been said, they come for the content, they stay for the community, and that is certainly the case. I've found that to be true. So having some little contests or any way to engage the member on the site and everything to keep them coming back and to feel that this is their site. It's not my site.
Right.
I pay the bills, yes, but it's not my site. It's the member's site, and I always have to remember that. So engaging them in some way, and there are so many tidbits of information on the Wish List Insider Forum.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, David. You're a big contributor to the success of that. You're always active. You're always commenting and making people laugh, and certainly that's a big part of it because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, a lot of people, they will always come for the content in the beginning, but the real glue that keeps people in your membership site week after week, month after month, is certainly the community aspect. And, you know, you're going to get all kinds of different types of people. You'll get the people that are very active, you know, for example, yourself. There's a whole bunch of members that they're very active, yourself, Charlie and Steve, in specific to the Wishlist Insider membership. And then you get people who are quiet. These are the people that will come and they'll watch, they'll listen, they'll learn, but they're never quite vocal. They never want to make a comment. They're kind of like the behind the scenes, and that's okay. You know, and to understand that those dynamics are always going to come into play. And as a site owner, our role, our job is to just help make the membership site welcoming and comfortable and provide people great value. So, you know, they continue to come back, get great value, interact with one another. And slowly but surely, you'll find more and more people begin to come out of the woodwork. And once they get comfortable interacting with each other and building those friendships and relationships. And as you said, that's really where the community aspect kicks in.
Stu, if you might permit me, I wanted to get a message out to those who might be starting. Think of this. If I see an acorn, you show me an acorn, most people will say, well, what do you see in that? Oh, I see an oak tree. Well, I see an acorn. I see the forest. And from the forest, I see the different industries that will come from that. The lumber industry, and then the people that are going to come in to cut the lumber, all the other trades and things that come into play. I don't know how to cut the lumber. I don't know how to make the chainsaw. I don't know how to make those other things, but I have the vision. Many people will have that vision of what they want, but they may not have all the particular skill sets that they need to accomplish it. That's why it's important to find people who are proficient at the industry in accomplishing that one goal that you have to build that oak forest.
I think that's very profound, and I think, you know, that's one of the real benefits, certainly, of creating a membership site and involving so many different people, because, as you said, you know, typically, you know, we're only going to have, you know, ourselves personally, we only have a limited amount of skills. And, you know, but when you encompass the skill sets of a community of people, you really begin to tap into a whole new wealth of information. And that just goes to serve to make the community and the membership site that much more valuable. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Very good. Well, let me ask you this, David. Moving forward, what are some of the things that you're looking to do in your membership to make it more exciting, to make it more inviting, to really bring people and keep people as part of your membership?
first things, we try to think like the member would. Do you like receiving things in the mail? Sure we do. So when they join up as a member, we like to send them a little welcome gift. It'll be something in line with writing. It might be a mouse pad or something like that, or a pen set, or some bookends or something of that nature. We want to set goals for them periodically. It's been mentioned in the past about having badges for accomplishments that individuals have. We like to set a contest for individuals for writing, and then the winner will get a decent prize and front page for a month on our site, and we'll also help them with the publishing of it. Those are some of the goals that we wish to set. Also, with the point system, we wish to set goals where they can trade them in for merchandise in our store, maybe even some of the books that we've written.
Yeah, well, let me ask you about that. So you've got a point system in your membership site, and so do they get points for taking different actions within your membership?
Yes, they do. Everything has what we try to do is assign a dollar value or a penny value to each point towards a goal of purchase of merchandise or trade-in or something. And in doing that, we assign different points for different actions, comments in the forum, on the front page, a submission of some material or something of that nature. Even just signing in and checking things out, we assigned a point value.
And I love that. I really want to bring people's attention to that because I think points are extremely valuable for motivating your members. You know, there are certain members that are going to be driven by the points, certainly. But the other thing that I like about what you're mentioning is you're giving points not only for those who are actively commenting and you know, perhaps active in the forum aspect or things of that nature, but even points for just showing up, you know, and that's half the battle sometimes because membership site owners, they have great content, but the members themselves never realize all the good content that's in there sometimes. And that's half the battle, is getting your members back to the site, getting them reading the content, consuming the content. And I love the fact that you're rewarding people with points just for showing up. And once you got them there, that's when the content really kicks in and really helps boost the retention rate.
We're also making a major change in our site. As I said, everything is evolving. We have a silver and a gold level, two-tiered. Our thoughts now are to remove the gold level and give the 30-week lessons on writing, what needs to be done, the formatting, what have you, and everything else that we had on the silver level, all in just one level. That's just everybody. And we're going to think of dropping the price also, to encourage others to continue on.
So let me ask you about that, David. Why are you thinking about dropping the second level? Is there a reason for it?
I don't know if I can explain it right now, but we had the thought that if we could just put it all into one website where an individual wouldn't have to have two different levels, but he could get all the content that they needed all in one level, that we could accomplish the same thing. And we actually thought that we can build up a greater membership as a result of that. So having 500 members just paying the one price, or 200 paying one price and 150 paying another price, would be better with the 500. And right. That was our thought behind it.
I would agree with you. And, you know, I think that's a valuable lesson for everybody, too. And sometimes we get caught up in creating multiple levels and trying to make it too complicated. And I think in the beginning, it's much easier to keep it simple and make what you have really valuable and really strong. And I would agree with you that, you know, by taking the elements of the gold and combining it into one level, so silver and gold in your case are now one level, that's going to make it that much more valuable for certainly the silver members, and it's going to make it much easier for you to get members in the door paying on a monthly basis. And as a result of that, that's where the community kicks in, because the more people you've got, the more people you have contributing to the community, and it really begins to build up a lot more momentum. And that's a big lesson for everybody, is in the beginning, make it easy not only on yourself, but give your site a chance to build momentum. And make the hurdle to get in low so that you can get the people in, get them comfortable, get them excited, get them used to, you know, consuming content and interacting with each other within your site, and that's only going to help you build momentum moving forward.
That's what we hope.
Well, David, I really appreciate you. I'm going to give everybody a quick recap of some of the things that we talked about, and then I'm going to hand it back to you for some final thoughts. Does that sound good?
Thank you.
All right. So we've been talking here today with David Brinton, owner of the EagleFeather-Writing-Club.com. This is a membership site geared toward helping people write and get published. And David really said, listen, I started because I always had an interest in technology. And then as, you know, time went on, I wanted to be able to combine that interest with also the passion for writing, as David is a well-received author and has published many books. And one of the things that he discovered was when he was publishing books and so forth, he always got a lot of questions from people asking him about the ins and outs of how to get published, how to write, and get your books published and so forth. And that, folks, is a good learning lesson. Anytime you have somebody asking you a lot of questions, that's a sign, that's an indicator of a potentially good idea or concept for a membership site. But as David pointed out, in the early go, the idea is not enough. You've really got to look at things from the customer's perspective and really create a site that's designed to help satisfy and meet their needs. He said one of the things that they are constantly doing is they're having what they call mystery shoppers. So people who are going into the site and they ask them questions like, what do you like? What don't you like about the site? Or what would you like to see in the site? Really getting into the minds of the customers and understanding what it is that they're really wanting and how you can best serve them. And he echoed some of the thoughts that you continuously hear us talk about here throughout these interviews, and certainly on Wishlist Insider and certainly with Wishlist Member, and that is people come for the content, but they stay for the community. And he said, you got to think of it as much as their membership site, meaning the members' membership site, as it is your own. And he said, listen, he gave the great example and the great analogy of the acorn. He said, if you ask people what they think about when they think of an acorn, most people will say an oak tree. He said, but when you take a step back, it can be much, much more than that, and your membership site is very similar. Whereas the acorn can lead to not only the oak tree, but a whole bunch of oak trees, a forest of them, which can then fuel a lumber industry, and et cetera, et cetera. And he said, your membership site is very similar. You know, if you focus just on you, just the acorn, then it's going to only evolve to a limited capacity. But when you start thinking about them and your members and encompassing their thoughts, their input, and their creativity, you never know what's going to happen, and it can evolve to a much greater level. And he said, you may not know everything about your particular subject matter or the industry, and that's okay. And that's the beauty of having a great community, is that you get the combined knowledge of all of those people working and helping each other within that community. And that's really where the community aspect kicks in. And he said some of the ideas that they're looking to implement in their membership site moving forward. Number one, a welcome gift for members joining. And I can tell you for a fact, this goes a long way in boosting the retention rates. You want your members to feel welcomed the moment that they join your membership site. And any little extras that you can add certainly go a long way to helping do that. He said the other thing that's really important for him and his particular site is helping his members set and achieve certain goals and then rewarding them accordingly. And they have a whole point system built into their membership site. And members get points for different comments and for signing in and contributing and so forth, and they can use those points to make purchases afterwards and down the road. The other major change that they're going to make is they're going to go from two levels, a silver and a gold, just down to one level. And I think this is a big, big lesson for everybody, especially in the beginning stages when you're planning your membership. Keep it simple, not only for your sake, but also for your members' sake. Create a level with so much value. Create a level that is easy to join, and you have a lot more people joining, As a result of that, it's going to be way easier for you to over-deliver, especially if it's at a lower price point. And therefore, you're going to get a lot more people in, and you're going to get a lot more people staying month after month. As a result of that, you'll get a lot more activity in your community, which only is going to enhance the experience your members are going to have, and therefore, it's going to be a much greater success in a shorter period of time. So very insightful lessons there from David. So with that, David, I want to thank you, my friend. This has been a great interview, a lot of great golden nuggets for everybody. Do you have any final thoughts for people who are thinking about starting a membership site or perhaps already have an existing membership site?
Yes, I do. It's just that don't look for perfection. Just do it. And you'll be amazed once you start hitting the keyboard and things start coming out, what happens. And you just refine it and tweak it. And you'll always have forward momentum. Stick to it. Stick to it. Stick to it. I have that old cliche in my head all the time. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. So just jump in there. And like Nike says, just do it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And, you know, that's really a good lesson for everybody, because membership sites are a living, breathing, growing ecosystem. You know, we're never going to get it right straight out of the gate, but it's something that is continuously evolving. And I think your message there was very clear for everybody in that you just got to get going. You don't have to get it right. You just got to get it going. And that's a great lesson for everybody. So, David, I want to thank you so much. Where can people find out more information about you if they want to follow up?
Well, they could contact me in the forum. I'm in there all the time. They can give me a private message, PM me, or they can find me at eaglefeather-writing-club.com and contact me from that way.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much, David. Again, David's website is www.eaglefeather-writing-club.com. Go there, check out his membership site for people who want to learn how to write and get published. And also, you can find him in the Wishlist Insider forum. He's always active. We love David, and we appreciate you and all that you do for our community.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. For more information on how you can create your membership site, please visit www.wishlistmember.com. There you'll find the number one solution that thousands of people are using to power their membership sites and online communities. It's very easy to use. You have complete control over who has access to your content. You can accept payments, manage your members, and so much more. Please visit www.wishlistmember.com for some free video tutorials, step-by-step guides, interviews, and much more. That's wishlistmember.com.